This is Creek Talk, brought to you by Caney Creek Apostolic Tabernacle. We talk about faith, family, and Christian living. Every week we post Bible studies from Brother Ray Copeland and Christian Life episodes every other week. I'm your host, Michael Flores, and today we'll be talking with Sister Monica Cathy about modesty and fitness from a Christian perspective.
Hi, it's good to be here. I'm excited.
So, Sister Cathy, tell us a little bit about your fitness background and kind of the stuff that you do right now.
Well, my fitness background is, I was just telling my husband today that this month it's been 9 years since I decided that I was going to change some things in my life. And I had my third child, which was my youngest daughter, and she was getting close to being a year old. And, you know, a lot of moms can relate, you know, you want to take those pictures with your kids, but then when you take them and you look at them, you're like, you know, I just don't like what's there, what I see. And no one else ever made me feel that way about myself. It was just something I noticed about me. Mm-hmm. And also the way that I felt was a big, was a big factor. You know, you have three kids, you have to keep up with them. And I just decided I was going to change some things. So.
Yeah, no, that's I've heard similar stories like that before after the kids, and you want to get back into the swing of things and like that. So when you started making those decisions, how'd you get started? What was your first step?
Well, I was on Facebook, and I was following this girl that I had seen, you know, around, and then she posted a picture of herself, and it was like her after picture where she had lost all this weight and she looked completely different, and it was about, I think, a 6 month time frame. And I just saw that and I was like, she had kids. And I was like, well, if she can do this, obviously I can do this. Mm-hmm. And so I sent her a message and I just asked her, what did you do? And she told me, and it was just an at home workout program. And she told me she changed what she had been eating and she just did the workout every day and she lost the weight. And so that's what I did.
So what was the workouts that she was doing?
She did a workout called P90, not P90X. Everybody's always like, oh, P90X. It's like a precursor to that. So not as extreme. She was doing that. And it's through Beachbody. And so she just hooked me up. And that's what I did. And that's what I lost my initial weight with.
Okay. And so that's a lot of like kind of calisthenics, like push-ups, jumping jacks, things like that?
Yes, it is. It's very basic. Mm. And I look at it now, like when I started doing P90, I couldn't even do a jumping jack.
Yeah.
And that was like part of the warm-up, like 30 seconds of jumping jacks. And it just, I couldn't do it. But by the time I got to the end, I could. And now it's like, it's nothing for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing to look back at where you came from to where you are.
So we talked a lot about your fitness. Let's talk about a little bit of your church stuff. So were you born and raised in church? Did you start here?
Well, I wasn't born in church, but my parents got in church when I was about 3 years old. My mother had background in Pentecost in the church, but she had backslid. And but when I was three and my brother was a newborn, she got back into church. And then my dad followed not long after. So pretty much all my life that I remember.
All the memories wise. Yeah, exactly. And I know often at the church you speak here and you talk at the church and stuff like that. Can you tell me about the last time you spoke at the church or any of the events that you've done?
Oh, the last thing I did here was for the ladies. Mm. I believe it was in May. And I've spoke to the ladies a few times this year and then the young marrieds once this year with my husband. And really, this year I've done more than I've ever done before in terms of like public speaking and speaking in front of people. So right now, that's my resume in that department.
Yeah, I know speaking out in public and stuff like that, you kind of get lumped into that when you're the pastor's wife. Sometimes you get drug along with that.
Everybody assumes that you're naturally wanting to do that and that you're good at it, but it's not, you know. God's really helped me this year because it's not me at all.
No, I can imagine. Yeah. You just get pulled along with the pastor and then you're like, hey, so you're the pastor's wife. You get the public speaking.
Sure.
So jumping into our little bit of our topic here, we're talking about modesty and fitness. And that's a big topic and that's a, you know, it's a hard conversation sometimes to have. So for you personally, what does it mean when we say modesty and fitness?
When I think of modesty and fitness, I think more about you don't have to bear it all, show it all for people to know you're strong, for people to know that you've worked hard. I feel like today's society, you know, the workout clothes, especially for women, they're barely there. And it's not for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's never for yourself. They want to show off something, but you know, if it's not for you, then who's it for? Mm-hmm. Obviously. And to me, it's important that even if no one else ever sees my hard work, I see it, and it doesn't change my relationship with anyone else. It doesn't change my view on my standards and my convictions on God, with God. I can still maintain all of those things. But I can still do really hard things in my skirt, and you know, not have to worry that people are getting the wrong impression of me.
Mm. So. Yeah, no, that's a great example. And you mentioned a skirt being Pentecostal. That's where our brains go to a lot of times. Mm. For you, when it comes to modesty while working out, stuff like that, is it mainly the skirt, or what else do you kind of focus on?
No, I also think about. I mean, you can wear a skirt, but it can also be super tight sometimes. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's important that it's not.
Yeah.
It's also important to me that, you know, your collars, you know, come to a certain point. Your sleeves aren't too short, especially if you're doing it in a public setting or if you are, you know, a lot of people make videos of certain moves and things now. Well, you're putting it out there for everybody to see. So if you're putting it out there, you should still be the same person you are when you walk into the church. Shouldn't be, well, I saw her on this video and she was wearing this, but here she, you know, it should be the same. You should be the same person.
So, and for anyone wondering, we are going to do a modesty and fitness from a man's perspective as well. I think women get beat up a little bit too much sometimes when it comes to that. So we're going to do a full dedicated podcast around that as well in the coming weeks. So for you, when you're doing a lot of CrossFit style, you're jumping, you're moving around, stuff like that. Are you always wearing the skirts and kind of a t-shirt, or do you have anything else that you kind of go along with?
No, that's usually what it is. That's usually my like standard uniform. I get up in the morning and I put that on so that, for one thing, it reminds me you got to go do your workout today still. And if I don't do it, I feel like I just wasted my workout outfit all day. I didn't even go work out. But yeah, that's usually my standard thing, and I work out at home. So it could be very easy for me to just say, well, nobody sees me. I can do whatever I want. But I don't know. I think it's important, you know, our integrity is still there, you know, and I have to be a good example for my kids too. Like, just because mom doesn't go to the gym and do what she does doesn't mean that she still can dress any way she wants when she's at home in front of you. So
no, that's a good point, especially when you have the little kids running around very impressionable and stuff like that. And you know, it's a lot of times their young ones don't always think of the activity and stuff like that. So showing that you can still be active and still maintain your modesty, I think it's admirable. So I think that's great. What do you say to people when they say that they don't think they can be modest, they don't think you can do that while working out, while doing these CrossFit movements?
I would say that I think that they're wrong, because I feel like I've proved them wrong, you know, that you can. And if it's something that you feel like you still can't be modest with, then sometimes you have to look at that and say, do I really need to be doing it? Especially if you're in a setting where you're with mixed company. I mean, it's one thing if you're in a room with all women and you're going to do something where, you know, maybe you can't maintain a certain degree of modesty the whole time. But when you're in mixed company, then it should always be if I can't be modest, then I probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Here.
So. Well, and I know something I've seen recently. I know in Pentecostal wearing our skirts, we're saying modest and like that. I know in other religions too, especially like Muslim and stuff like that, they have the head coverings, have everything. There's I know of a CrossFit Games athlete. Her name is, I'm going to butcher this name, Amana Haddad. And she wears a full headscarf, clothes all the way down to, you know, her fingertips, mm-hmm. everything like that. And she's doing all kinds of crazy stuff that I can't even do.
Right. Yeah.
Some very intensive stuff. So that's I think there's a challenge out there that people, they don't see. Mm-hmm. And I think they don't want to see it sometimes too.
Yes. I think it boils down a lot to just excuses. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you want to do something bad enough, you'll find a way to do mm-hmm. it. You're not going to let the fact that you have to wear a certain thing stand in your way.
So shifting gears a little bit, being a Christian, being in church and stuff like that, do you think it's important for people to stay active and be in fitness while being in church?
I do. I believe that the scripture, you know, about our bodies being a temple applies just as much to the physical as it does the spiritual. Mm-hmm. When your body is more fit and more healthy, you're obviously going to be able to do more things. You're going to be able to, you know, dedicate yourself to more things in the church, to being more active in the church, because you're not tired and you're not wore out and you're not being a sluggard. You know, the Bible also talks about that. So don't be lazy. I don't believe in being lazy. I mean, it's just we take care of ourselves, the better we feel. Mm-hmm. And the better we feel, I just feel like the more we can give to God too.
Yeah.
And I believe it's also a discipline thing. I believe discipline is good. And if you can discipline yourself to get up and do this every day, you can use that discipline in other parts of your life also.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I don't really think about the discipline aspect of it too, because if you can make yourself drudge through a 45-minute workout, sometimes you can skip a lunch or a meal or something like that to fast or something like that. So that's a very good point. So for people starting off, say where you starting off, would you still recommend how you got started for most people, or would you recommend something a little different?
What I usually tell people when they tell me they want to start doing something, I tell them what I did because they usually ask. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that can't even start at that point. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them the most important thing is that you start, even if you're just walking. Mm-hmm. Walking is still super good for you. You know, people don't even – it's like they don't even think about it. I'm like, just go outside and walk for 30 minutes. But just start. Start where you are. You know, start with what you have. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be this perfect moment in your life where, you know, we're the worst about saying, well, I'll start on Monday, mm-hmm. or I'll start on the new month, or, hey, I'll wait for the new year. It's like you just start.
Yeah.
I mean, I started on – a random week in June, you know, midway through the year. And if I hadn't have just made that decision then to start, even though it wasn't perfect, you know, I had a 9-month-old baby, mm-hmm. and 2 other kids, it wasn't perfect. Yeah. I did it when I could, and it wasn't always pretty. I didn't feel like I always did the best job, but, you know, some movement's better than no movement.
Yeah.
Some action is better than no action. We have that mentality of all or nothing. Give something though.
Yeah.
Give something and it will turn into something else.
So yeah, that's a good point. So you've been working out now for about 9 years, you said. So do you have any upcoming fitness goals? Is there anything you want to accomplish in the fitness world? Run a 5-minute mile and then crazy?
Oh God, I'm not a runner at all. That's my husband all day long. And he always likes to tell me that I'm going to run some kind of 5K with him or something. And I'm like, oh, sure. Okay. I prefer my cardio to be like more hit, you know, intervals. Yeah. Just get it done and no more. So I do have certain goals for myself, just not in terms of weight, just mm-hmm. in terms of strength, you know, just to see if I can do more than I already do. Maybe lift a little heavier, do more push-ups on my toes mm-hmm. before I have to go to my knees, because I'm still growing and I'm still, you know, learning things, how to do things better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just getting stronger. I don't have the same kind of goals that some women have because of the modesty thing. Mm-hmm. You know, some people obsess over having abs and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you know, that's cool, but then again, who would they be for?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm just saying I'm doing this for me, then if I'm not that concerned with having abs, yeah, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I can be stronger in other areas. And
now, that's a good point, because I think a lot of people's fitness journeys, you could say, are geared around some aesthetics. They're not geared around necessarily health or, you know, bench pressing 315 or something crazy like that. They're like, I want to look a certain way.
Right.
And sometimes that is for you, and sometimes that's a lot of times it's not.
And if it is for you, and if that's your goal, then that's fine. But don't, you know, it's not everybody's goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everyone has a different idea in their head of what they're working towards. And, you know, I just feel like we should kind of respect everybody's goals, because when people go into fitness, and especially when they do it for a long time, the goals change.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I started, it was to look a certain way. It was to lose 50 pounds and to look better in my clothes and feel better about myself. But you get past that point.
Yeah.
When you've met that goal, you're like, okay, what am I going to do now? I can't keep losing weight. You have to change as you grow.
So when it comes to modesty and stuff like that, wearing skirts, do you have any specific clothing brands or like that you recommend for people?
I do. Most of the time, I buy mine with Snoga. That's who I use. They're really great, and they're fast. They come really fast. So, you know, if I feel like I just need a new skirt, and then I get those. And there was another brand that I actually like, but I actually don't think she's selling skirts anymore. So.
No.
That's a bummer.
That's the main one. I know with my wife, when she works out, she ends up finding things that she comes home from Marshalls or somewhere random. She's like, look what I found.
Yeah.
Finds all kinds of random things.
You can find stuff. Like if I find an actual modest workout shirt that's the right material and stuff, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and you grab it because, you know, it's hard to find, you know, good sleeve lengths. And you find a good sleeve length, but then the neckline is too low. And, you know, when you work out, you get hot. You don't want to layer. It's like, there's no layers, please.
No, that's a good point, too. I know I find random things and finding things that fit properly. When you find the one thing that fits and works right, you look for everything else you can from that one brand. So is there any people that you kind of look up to when it comes to fitness, or anyone that you follow or you'd recommend for anybody?
As far as like where they remind me of like what I do is they wear their skirts and they really just totally rock everything that they do. I follow a couple people on Instagram. One is Liba Yaffe, and she actually competed on the Ninja Warrior.
Oh, cool.
In a skirt. And I have not seen how she did on it, because I think they just recorded it this year. I think it may air tonight, so maybe I'll find out soon. But I thought that was so awesome. I watched her do her training and all in a skirt, all in a skirt. And her tops were modest, too. I mean, like long sleeves, high necklines, you know, just proving that it doesn't matter what you wear. It's about the strength of your actual body, not what you're showing off.
Yeah.
And I also follow the In a Skirt podcast by Crystal Riley. And all she does, most of her interviews are with women that are in sports, but still modest and fitness and stuff. They're really good.
I remember you sharing the person that did the Ninja Warrior that you were just talking about. I remember you sharing something on your Instagram about that. I would look through that. Man, she does some awesome stuff. I always find that so cool when they're still maintaining that and like not letting that be their excuse.
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people, even growing up, I mean, being young, like, I can't do this, I can't do that, or I won't do this because I have to wear this. Or I remember being myself when I worked at the YMCA, I was be out there in the field in 105 degree weather coaching soccer in pants and everything like that. Like, and I think that's a good point to bring up there.
Yeah. I think too that a lot of reason people want to use the excuses as far as, you know, having to wear a skirt or having to be modest is because it makes you look different and you do stand out. And so like if I walk into a gym with my skirted, you know, my skirt on with my leggings and my modest neckline, you really get stared at the entire time. Because I've even gone on walks around my neighborhood with just, you know, with what I wear to work out in. And I remember I walked by some people that were walking one day and I heard them say, well, that's interesting, as I walked by. And, you know, part of me was like, well, that's embarrassing to me, you know, because they're talking about me because I'm dressed different while I'm running around, you know, because they had their like yoga pants on and stuff. But at the same time, I have to remind myself that that's the way it's supposed to be, though, mm-hmm. because I'm showing them that I have something different than them. But at the same time, I can still do these things. Mm-hmm. I think you show people a different side to things. Because I know a lot of people think, when they think of modesty, they think of restrictions and boundaries and bondage. Yeah. You know, we're in bondage because we can't do certain things. I can do most of the things you do. I just choose to wear different things while I do it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point, too. Awesome. Well, Sister Kathy, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I don't think so. I probably talked enough.
No, you're good. Well, thanks, Sister Kathy, for being on the podcast and sharing your thoughts. So, Sister Kathy, I know you're very active on Instagram. So, if you guys want to follow Sister Kathy there, it's monica.kathy. And she posts workout videos, inspirational stuff, family, Christian lifestyle stuff, a lot of really interesting and cool stuff. And also a lot about the other people that inspire her and some of the cool things that she does on there. On the next episode, we'll be talking with Brother Russell Norris on Christianity in the workplace and how to excel in business and not really lose who you are as a Christian. If you haven't heard our previous podcast with Pastor Joshua Kathy, we talked about pastoring through a pandemic and some of the challenges he faced over this last year. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Caney Creek Apostolic Tabernacle and tune into the live streams every Sunday and Wednesday. Or even better, if you're local, come on by. Thank you, and we'll talk to you guys next week.